Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. When I call upon the Lord, God will hear me. This past week has been a week full of grace, but at the same time filled with a lot of work. Some of you have met him when he's come here in the past. A parishioner of mine, George Staub, was the man killed right after Easter, right off the Hutchinson on the Bronx. He was a member of the DOT, and as such, his memorial service included people that I was working with, the FDNY ceremonial unit, the office of the mayor of New York City, the office of the commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation, as well as our own local. And of course, all the same time, working with George's family, you know, making sure that they are taken care of and that their needs are met in the midst of all the pomp and circumstance and everything. I have to say, it was I had not ever expected in my time in Mastic Beach or Yaupunk to actually have a mayor of New York giving a eulogy. But, you know, it was this week, in spite of all the sadness and all the difficulty and all the bureaucracy, that was filled with grace. Of people who were really working together because they wanted not only to honor George, but they, each and every one of us, our main concern was for his family. And it was that seeing the hand of God throughout all that was happening, to realize that even in the midst of tragedy, at a time of grieving, while dealing with bureaucracy, God is always there. That in spite of everything else that is happening, God is always with us. In our epistle from John's first letter, he tells us, "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." And this is such a wonderful reminder that no matter what else is happening in our lives, we are always God's own. That through Christ, we have been made part of God's family. A reminder that God only wants what is best for us. And that in spite of our own doubts, our own complacency at times, in spite of what happens in the world around us, God is always with us. Our gospel is interesting because last week you read, you know, last week's gospel was, of course, the famous one with Thomas, which is interesting because today's gospel was actually the portion that came before that. So sometimes it's always funny with the lectionary how, you know, they get things turned around. But, you know, this is that first visit of Jesus to those who are left of his apostles. And you can imagine where they must have been like emotionally and mentally. 3 days earlier, they watched their teacher, their beloved friend, the person whom they thought was Messiah, brutally tortured and executed. They watched as Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus slapdashed a funeral for him. They have been sitting there in fear that they were next. And then earlier that morning, a frantic Mary Magdalene comes running in their midst and telling them that the grave is empty. And then coming back later that day saying, oh, by the way, I've seen Jesus. So you can imagine, I mean, what these people are going through, the confusion, the fear, the hurt. Is this a trick? And to have Jesus suddenly show up and not believing their eyes. Now, I think Jesus would have been justified if he would have condemned them for their disloyalty, for betraying him. I think he could have been justified for being angry with them for losing faith. But instead, all Jesus wants for them is peace. The same peace he wants for each and every one of us in our lives. When we accept Jesus in our lives, when we begin to truly understand that he is our shepherd, our teacher, our savior, that no matter what else is happening out in our lives, that everything is in God's hands. That through Christ, we know that whatever pain we are going through, or even whatever joy we are going through, God is always there with us. That God loves us. God wants us to be in relationship with God. And to know we will never be alone.